No pressure.
Right.
Make it good. Make it good. Well, I first of all, I'm on the call every day. I love them. It's unbelievable. It's just incredible how it's supporting my practice and making me just a person practicing in the world all the time. It's extraordinary. So thank you so much for this. It's amazing. And I was practicing actually on the bus this morning coming to work and with this very exercise because there are yellow cab drivers. Yellow cab where I am, and so I just set my alarm to go off every minute.
And look for a cab.
And look for a cab, and it was so fun. It was usually the bus is not a great experience. It's not a great part of my day, and this just showed like any experience can be a practice experience, full of love.
What a great point.
Yeah.
What a great point.
Yeah.
Any moment that we're here for.
Yes.
Right? We
yes.
keep saying that, and we keep unconsciously, I would suggest, at least for me, believing that, well, not every moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
a bus on the way to work,
right.
crowded with people, it's noisy, it's smelly, it's all of those things that we just don't enjoy. Yeah? And so that can't be, and yet you prove that, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. And
ecstatic experience.
Ecstatic experience. And that is one of the great things, too, about these daily calls and this sort of I have to look for opportunities to practice in environments that before, conditioning would have said, you can't practice here.
Right.
There's no way to practice here. There's
right.
no way
if,
to.
Jill, yeah. If we got that message, it would be really handy, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't practice here. Then
right.
we would, because we're kind
you
of
practice
stubborn,
with that.
rebellious people, we would say, yeah, yeah, so watch this. But it's that assumption,
mm-hmm.
right? This is a situation in which I need to go slightly unconscious and survive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Bingo. Exactly, because it's uncomfortable. I'm not in my, mm-hmm. Element, I have to, because the bus is so crowded, my knees have to move a certain way. That's not, I'm not sitting straight.
People will touch you.
People are touching exactly. It's like the indignities.
Right.
So instead of like being alone with my indignities and, what conditioning
is with my unseen, right?
Yes.
Unexamined
right.
ego indignities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Because that's conditioning. It's just an indignity machine. It takes any situation. Let's instead of looking for yellow, it like looks for the indignity. And it's just like,
exactly.
How can we make this situation an indignity? Yep.
Now, what is upsetting now?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
just, what let's keep an eye out for what is upsetting now, because if we look closely enough. It, when we're identified with ego, if we look closely enough, by golly, we'll find something.
That's right. And so just this, and it was on the show yesterday, this thing of, with these daily practices, I found myself, they were just dropping in naturally to do without the color, that just occurred to me to just, break the shell. Which in, my experience just a few minutes ago was, don't go with the conditioned story, just sit with the feelings, this moment, what I would do to avoid a moment of uncomfortability is shocking. What conditioning tries to get me to do is shocking. It's shocking.
Yeah, what we go along with,
yes.
right? As soon as we bring conscious awareness to it, or conscious awareness shows up, we get to see it, it's like, oh my gosh, how could I have thought that that was a better choice than being with whatever I'm feeling? How could
yes.
that have made sense? And of course,
yeah.
how it made sense is I wasn't aware of it.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is so fun.
Tons of fun. Thank you guys so much. It's
You
yeah,
are so
I'm
welcome.
Having
Thank
a
you.
Blast.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, All right. Thanks, Jill.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Jill. It's just so the color yellow, right? The willingness to be present at every moment of life unfolding, whatever it is. And without that conditioned conversation, we're just there with what is. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And what I was just looking at with that is an awful lot of people, I think, hear an ego story along the lines of, nobody understands me. I wish somebody did. I wish it weren't so blah, blah, blah. I wish, you know, people are sometimes lonely or feel isolated or abandoned by life or whatever. And I wish somebody would pay attention to me, would help me, would give me what it is that I need. And then here we come from center, right? And ego streams, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Somebody else. Of course, somebody who's never going to show up and never going to be able to provide that. And so to realize that, like with what Jill was just saying, that we have the opportunity to have the experience that we have always wanted, of somebody there with us who wants to know every single nuance about every single thing about us constantly. Right, is happy to be there for every insight, every moment of conditioned indignity, everything wants to be there with us, for us, and that's that experience of that Jill was describing, being present. So okay, so I'm told that this is uncomfortable. Well, let's see what that's like. Let's help her. Let's help him through that moment of discomfort.
Wow, it's just brilliant. Okay, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Ladima.
Hi, Ladima.
Hi.
What's going on in your world?
My mouth is full of food. Lunch is what's going on, yes. One thing that that I've noticed in trying to diligently do the practice every day, whether conditioning feels like it or not, is this kind of like way out in my peripheral vision, there's a new perspective on life, like a new just way of thinking about life, and I don't have words for it yet, but I can sort of feel this new way of seeing starting to happen.
So if I were to suggest something like expanded awareness, is that kind of in the ballpark?
Yes. I think the words on my recording that I used yesterday were expanded possibilities. It just feels like possibilities. As opposed to, this is what it is. You just have to figure out how to deal with it. And
just survive it.
Through life.
Survive it.
Die.
Let me point out everything that's wrong, and then your job is to survive it, and my job is to tell you what a rotten job you're doing.
Right.
Right? And now with this, the expansion, life is getting, it's bigger. My life is getting, not just life, because we intuitively or intellectually, we know life is really big. Right, but the point is, my life is getting bigger. I'm starting to see things that I didn't see before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes at a time when I really need it. I need that. Because when I was younger in my life, I sort of expected that as I got older to feel safer and more secure and less anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, the opposite has been true. The opposite has been my experience, and that is I've felt less safe and I feel more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I sleep less good at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, I'm more mature in my career, I have more money saved, all the things, all the content situational type things point to I should feel more secure, but I feel less.
Yeah.
And so that's part of what I'm looking at in this practice, mm-hmm. in addition to everything that I'm looking at.
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's such a big and subtle point. That's one of the ways egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate gets us not to do what actually we need to do to take care of ourselves, right? So it gets focused on content. So if you have enough
yeah.
money, if your career is stable, if you have a place to live, hopefully own your own home, then you will feel the way. But what we realize, and at whatever point we realize it, it's a good thing to realize, right? That it doesn't work that way. Feeling
right.
secure, not feeling anxious is a process. That's never going to be addressed by amounts of money. We see that everywhere, right? We see people who have more money than Midas and are still desperately grasping for more, would do anything to anybody to get more. And we can feel the hungry ghost, emptiness inside that drives that desire. So now you're at the point, and this, I think, Ladina, I think this is very good timing, okay? Because you have these other things in place. Now
right.
you can really turn all of your attention to getting to the place inside where you realize what real security is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the timing is good, isn't it? Now, conditioning, of course, would tell you the timing is awful because here you are. You're no longer young. And
right.
and now, and what everything you've done hasn't worked. Well, that's not true.
Right.
That's not true
yeah.
yet. It has worked. What you've done has worked. And now you're in a place to do the next thing that life calls you to do, which is to find
right.
out what true security is. And practice can help us do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just wants to keep putting the carrot further down the road. Like, well,
that's right.
yes, you have your own home, but it's not paid off, or, you know, that sort
that's
of
right.
thing.
Yep.
And it, you know, the other thing, Sherry, and just realizing how incredibly cruel conditioning is.
Oh my God.
How cruel.
Isn't that something?
You know, I think it's like this. It would put a little child that's scared of the dark in a closet with no
mm-hmm.
lights and start pounding
mm-hmm.
on the door and making monster noises
mm-hmm.
to hear that child scream. That's
yep.
how cruel it is.
That's right.
That's the level
that's
of
right.
cruelty that I've experienced at the hands of conditioning.
Yes. Absolutely so. Absolutely
and I don't want
true.
Any part of that.
And
I would never
no.
even want to do that to anybody else. Why would I do that to myself?
Oh, well, there it is, isn't it? That,
yeah.
I mean, that's the whole deal. And I'm so glad to hear you say that because, of course, you know, we in practice we talk about that all the time. And people go, well, but doesn't ego need love too? And no, we really need to. And when you get an image from your own experience that you just laid out of what that system would do to a small child, we get to a place of, you know what, I just don't want anything to do with it. We were talking about this on Open Air last night. You know, I don't need to hate it, but I certainly don't need to embrace it in compassion. I just want to ignore it. Right? So it can go off and do whatever it does, but this is what my life is, and this is what I'm going to be focusing on. I'm going to
yeah.
be getting here where it does not seem to exist. And I use the word seem because it does only ever seem to exist. And in the present, that's not even the case. So this is
right.
where we want to be. This is where we want to live. This is the home that it's already paid for.
Right, right. This is the home that's already been paid for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. All
thank
right.
you, Sherry.
Well, thank you. Take good care.
Thanks, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ladima. Now, Sherry, that was such a wow, what a wonderful way to recognize what we're doing, right? That spiritual practice is about discovering that sense of security, that sense of belonging, that sense of that comes from that non-separation. That when we're here, all of what ego is afraid of disappears. And to practice sufficiently to rest in that knowing, that expanded awareness place that our previous caller or Ladima was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that perspective of life where there's something. It's that Alan Watts quote, but everything goes from being as wrong as it can be to being everything the way it is, or the butchered version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that image of the small child in the closet being terrified by monster noises, that's such a great image of living in conditioned mind, with conditioned mind, looking to conditioned mind for what is true and what is real. And when we get out of that closet and here we are in the light of day and we're actually with life as it is, It's just a completely, truly a completely different reality. In fact, it is reality. We've stepped out of the illusion of that scary world and into the reality of this is home. This is where we're sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's such a process. It's never a content thing. It's such a process of presence.
Yes.
All right. Here's our next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, this is Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Oh, hi, Phil. Hi. Just so much thanks for these calls and for the practices. It's just so amazing how it affects our lives. Just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
And again, we're talking recently about the more we do it, the more we want to do it. We go from ego, oh, God, how much of this do I have to do? I have to pay attention. Oh, I can't stand it. To, wow, where's that next yellow cab?
Exactly. And I love doing these colors, you know, of done these before, and it is not the same as having a whole sangha doing it and having a show about it. There's just so much more insight into it, and yesterday it takes a sangha, yeah, and it was just so perfect yesterday for the reminders to come back, because it was one of those days that there was just like there was so much to do and so much, and I kept finding feeling inside the anxiety arising or the urgency arising, and then it would be I'd see something yellow and and I could literally feel the cracking open and the releasing into the space and the rest and the understanding of the present moment. I mean, it was just, it is amazing when it happens every time. It was so fun just to do it yesterday.
And still the thing that I love about what you're saying and that other folks have been pointing at, especially during this call, is we know it's going to happen. Right? So I have a commitment, and it was yellow. Okay, so I have a commitment, and I know how it feels when I come back to the present. So I can't wait to do the exercise because I know the experience I'm going to have.
Yes, exactly. And that to me is what I was seeing in these past few days with these exercises, is that that's the point of freedom. We know already that all this stuff, this mess, is the stuff we get ourselves into, or what happens to us, is conditioning. it's not like just life happening or whatever. It's conditioning. And we know how to move from there when we get in
yes.
those places. And that's the
yes.
freedom every moment where there's the choice of freedom.
That's right. And that's life expanding, right? So now having that realization. So number one, I know that I know what's causing me to have the experience that I'm having. And that is that I'm engaged in an illusory reality, in quotes. I'm in a world that doesn't actually exist. It's made up and it's inside my head. So I know that. I know that the way to get with life is to get back here to the present. I know that a really good way to do that is to get into the body, to get with the breath and notice where my feet are and feel the body moving, the sensations in the body. Okay, so now I'm here. And when I'm here, I have a completely different experience than when I'm caught in that imaginary world of ego. Now I know that. Right now, mm-hmm. what I want to do is practice more and more and more coming back to here. Because even if it's just a split second, I can see experientially the life that is possible for me.
Yeah.
Right? And exactly. And now I've got the recipe. I just need to keep cooking it.
Yeah, I need to. And what I think is so wonderful in practice is we fall in love with the practice, with the process, because I could see if that didn't happen, it wouldn't, it wouldn't be sustainable. But
right.
It does happen because of everything. And just one more thing is the peace quote today was so perfect.
Oh, I haven't read it. What is it?
Oh, I don't know if I can say it, but it's the
idea. Oh, okay, that's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, yeah, that everything in life, the lady's pointing out, the woman, the author's pointing out all these things that aren't that great in your life that you really wouldn't want to have, one after the other, after the other, after the other, and the other. And she says, I don't know, maybe she starts it like with, what are these things? And then in the end, it says, the way. And it is. I mean, that's the path,
the path.
Everyday, ordinary things. And I just love that because, I thought this image of life, a to-do list is life dictating to us, what we need to do today. It's like we're taking notes from life, that's. And then that's what we do.
Yes. Yes.
Conditioning can sneak in there, but that's the idea,
Right. Right. Well, and if we really get what you're saying, that this is the path. It's not like the path is over there somewhere, and as soon as I get through all this pesky, annoying stuff that I don't like, all these indignities, I'll jump over there and be on the path to freedom and joy. This is the path to freedom and joy.
And
everything that comes up, we know we need to choose freedom and joy as we face, as we go through whatever it is, because that's how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
It's just so wonderful.
Enjoy, and I know you will.
I do. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil. Sherry, I'm going to try to squeeze one more caller into the 5 minutes we've got. So here's our next caller.
Oh, lovely.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I was also had a full mouth of food eating breakfast. This is Mark in San Francisco.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Yeah, the good news is, for those of you eating breakfast or lunch, you can just go ahead and talk with your mouth full, and we will never know.
Okay.
Isn't that good? So relaxing.
That's good. That's great. Well, I put myself in the queue just to kind of raise my attention level to participate because I haven't done that yet. in all these calls. And also I wanted to call in and just put myself on the spot and report that I haven't been practicing. I haven't done the last 3 weeks. I just haven't. I just dropped the ball and kind of lost enthusiasm. And yesterday I did some recording. You know,
Mark, can you reframe that? Okay.
Please.
You got snatched. You weren't there. So reporting on it as if you had something to do with it is really, it leads us astray. So it's kind of like saying, you know, you're walking down the street, somebody throws a black sack over your head, tosses you in the back of a car, and drives off and ties you to a chair somewhere. And then 3 weeks later, they take you somewhere, untie you, jerk the hood off, and you take responsibility for what happened to you during those 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So our opportunity in that is to pay close enough attention that somebody doesn't sneak up and throw a black hood over our head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Just so we're clear on that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I like it. Thank you. So, I am grateful that in times of kind of acute crises, like yesterday having a bit of a panic attack at the dentist office, I could just go like, okay, record and listen, do some, you know, I'm just grateful that I have, that I know about this tool, that when I'm a presence and, you know, it occurs to me to do it, that it does, it works, it just works. And I want to hear, I want to like hear myself say that, you know, just to, I don't know.
And get it on the record, right? It's on the record now that you said that.
Let's make it official.
We can remind you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's about
and,
it.
And Mark, may I make another connection, please? So we talk a lot, and we just were on this call, about life's opportunities. You know, there are all these things that come along. Whatever was going on with you at the dentist, you probably being at the dentist wasn't your first choice, whatever it is, even if you're just getting your teeth cleaned, right?
Yeah.
And so for conditioning would frame that as a negative, but it's not, because it's the thing that brought you to conscious awareness that said you have these tools to take care of yourself. You need to use them. And that sequence, that learning opportunity is what moves us toward, now why am I only doing this in an emergency? If this can take care of me in an emergency, what might it do for me when I'm already in well-being?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's really great.
It can take me from suffering to, it can take me from okay to well-being. It can take me from well-being to joy. So let's do that more often.
Yeah. Yeah, and I imagine just shore things up so that those crises are less impactful or...
You start to enjoy them.
Yeah, that's even better. That's even better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Because what they do is bring you closer to you and closer to life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of tricky to see all the time, but as we have the experience, we know that that's true. It's when we feel most alive. We're most present. That is most grateful and most joyful. Most loved most loving. Yeah.
Because when I go on retreats, you know, when I have a you know, a container of practice where it's not forced upon me, but you know, like that it's supported and there aren't other distractions. It's just like it's wonderful, you know, and then it all kind of falls away when I leave that environment. So,
once again, now you'll have that image. You can feel the hood starting to slide over your head, right?
Yeah.
Your vision is going.
Yeah.
Life is
right.
getting very small. There's a vague sense of panic
like
arising.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. All right. Well, stick
thank
with
you.
Us, huh? Thank
I
you, Mark.
Will. Thank you. All right. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Mark. You know, Sherry, that's just such an important perspective for all of us to have, that it takes practice. And so
yeah.
when we get bamboozled, that's the opportunity to be grateful, to recommit and practice harder, because
yeah.
that we know the difference that it's going to make.
Yeah, yeah. And so coming back after a spate of unconsciousness, the only correct response is, thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for showing me what I really want to do is to go on retreat more often, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Where
yeah.
I have a container.
Avail myself
which I can,
of support.
It feels wonderful. Yep.
Yeah. Yep,
okay.
Exactly so.
So we're at time, and here's our assignment for the day. It's
all right.
Winnie the Pooh. Everybody what? Is all right, really. Oh.
Uh-huh.
That wise bear. Today,
that wise bear.
Today, smile each time you see the color green, the color of compassion. As you go about your day, RL, about all the people you interact with who are all right, really. Don't forget to include yourself.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, it can sound, that's one of those things that can sound, what? I mean, Winnie the Pooh said it, really? And it is true at the deepest spiritual level. We are all expressions of all that is. We really are all right. We feel it, think it, know it, or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that place
all
of,
right.
it's another no self-hate day.
Yes. Yes, exactly so. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.